This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley for the big weekend.
The big game.
Are you excited?
Not really. For the food and commercials, yes.
Yeah.
But for the actual game, no. Go Broncos, though.
Oh, you're talking football.
Oh, yes. I just assumed, I guess.
Oh, no, I was talking about the big game.
The Puppy Bowl.
The Puppy Bowl. Puppy Bowl 10. I haven't missed a Puppy Bowl yet.
Wow. Well,
be darned if I'm going to miss one this year.
Yeah.
You've seen the Puppy Bowl.
I've seen the Puppy Bowl for, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, but not sitting down and watching it straight for the full time.
How can you not watch Puppy Bowl?
I don't know.
I mean, how can anybody who knows that it's there not at least check it out
for
a few
minutes?
Oh, yeah,
we'll check it out.
Because it's, like, incredibly cute.
Yeah.
I mean,
aww.
Puppy Bowl on Animal Planet. This will be their 10th one already.
Mm-hmm.
So, Puppy Bowl 10 this year. But, yeah, it's literally, if you haven't seen it before, it's literally a football field that they made up. Obviously smaller than a regulation-sized football field for adults, but it's a little football stadium they made up, and they throw a bunch of dog toys out there. And then they have actually 66 puppies.
Wow.
Of all kinds of different breeds that they use, and these are rescue dogs, all from animal shelters and things that they have. They audition to make sure that they're going to be the right temperament and all that kind of stuff to do it. And then they introduce them. They give them names. They give them kind of funky backgrounds and stuff,
oh, really?
You know, where they say different things about them, you know, like they would for like on the back of a football card or something. And then they introduce them to the football field, and then they just play. And there's a referee there, and sometimes they get a little tough, and sometimes they might tug on an ear or something. But if one of the puppies grabs one of the toys and runs across the goal line with it, hey, that's a score.
Touchdown.
That's a touchdown. And typically, whoever scores the most during the day is named the MVP, the most valuable puppy.
Oh, cute.
And then they also have a big halftime extravaganza. In the past, they've always had the kitty halftime show.
Yeah.
Where they have this massive setup of kitten toys and things to sit on and whatever else, and it's just kind of, you know, that's what it
they
is.
They go crazy.
Yeah. This year, though, you know that cat that you've seen online, the piano-playing cat?
I haven't seen that.
You've never seen the piano-playing cat? Well, they've got him in this year. This is going to be a big one. It's going to be the halftime.
The halftime show.
It'll be part of the halftime show, yeah. This will be the biggest event this year. They bill it as the biggest event on all fours.
So clever.
Puppy Bowl is back. It's an all-star, all-adorable cast getting ready to mix it up on the grand gridiron of Animal Planet Stadium. Puppy Bowl 10 brings viewers a lovable lineup that's itching to play in a winning combination of terrier tackles, touchdowns, puppy penalties, fumbles, and Fido first downs. This year's big game is sure to be a tail wagger. From barking beagles and spunky spaniels to everything in between, it says we've got the cutest players taking the field on the most action-packed Sunday of the year. Plus, back for another year is the popular Bissell Kitten halftime show, guaranteed to bring the house down. And, of course, sideline reporter Meep the Bird will be back. He tweets live updates.
Nice.
On Twitter throughout the game. So you can follow Meep at Meep the Bird if you really care to do that kind of thing for all those latest things that are going on. But yeah, I saw the piano playing kitten is going to be a part of the halftime show this year too. So I mean, how do you beat that?
That's a pretty big deal.
I mean, seriously, how do you beat that? Well, I don't know if you can beat it, but some folks have tried to match it.
Oh yeah,
that's at 2 o'clock, by the way, on Animal Planet. It's a two-hour program, and then they will air it again like 4, 5, 6 times over and over and over again. So if you miss it the first time, you'll have plenty of chances to see it. Now, earlier in the day, if you're getting all the good food ready and stuff for the big football game later on in the day, well, maybe you want to check out Kitten Bowl.
Kitten Bowl.
Kitten Bowl. Aww. On the Hallmark Channel.
I'd be more apt to watch this one.
You can check out they bill it as the greatest feline showdown in cable television history. The competition consists of two preliminary playoffs and then a championship match. It says, along with the basic obstacle courses of hurdles, tunnels, hoops, jumps, weave, poles, lasers, lures, and toys on strings, Kitten Bowl will feature clever locker room strategies, player profiles, and interviews, and camera work and audio recordings from the athletes as they play the game. Now, it says here on their website, this inaugural three-hour special event in association with North Shore Animal League America will be hosted by TV personality Beth Stern and emceed by John Sterling, who's the legendary radio voice of the New York Yankees. All of the kittens participating in the competition are guaranteed forever homes through Hallmark Channel's partnership with the North Shore Animal League America as they continue to save kittens, over a million pets and counting so far. It says, Kitten Bowl guarantees that the 60 to 70 kitten participants will join the list of pets adopted into loving homes, and that will help to significantly raise the awareness of the plight of shelter animals across the country, which is also what Puppy Bowl is really started for. Was to raise awareness of the shelter animals. All of the puppies are shelter animals themselves who are rescued and used as part of that program, and then they all get adopted out too. So, yeah, pretty cool. I'm looking for. I've never seen this before. This is all new, so I'm looking forward to this. Kitten Bowl.
Kitten Bowl.
That's on at 11 o'clock Central Time on the Hallmark Channel.
Okay.
So you can check out Puppy Bowl. You can check out Kitten Bowl. And just when you thought you had it all covered.
That it couldn't get any better.
Oh, I mean, how does it get any better than this? They have another one. Well, I say they. Nat Geo Wild, the National Geographic Wild Channel.
Yeah.
They have one that they're calling Fish Bowl.
Oh, my.
Now, this will directly coincide with the football game. This starts at 5 o'clock our time, so it'll be on directly across from the football game. And I tell you, this is something else.
Okay.
Their newest star, Goldie, which, as you would guess, is a
goldfish,
of course, will welcome us into her bowl for an intimate look on how she is prepping for her debut on Fish Bowl, which premieres Sunday, February 2nd at 5 o'clock our time. Now, this is how it works. It really doesn't.
I'm like, is there really much to it?
No, that's it. It's a fish bowl that they've decorated up with some football stuff. A little helmet in there and some goalposts and things like that.
Yeah.
And they have some other things. And they say that there will be special guests, including puppies, cats, kids, a scuba diver, crazy red crabs, and some other Nat Geo Wild characters and things. And they'll be. It's. I mean. They put a question and answer on their website with Goldie, and it asks, you know, how did you land this role? And, of course, she answers, I auditioned a few months back in Los Angeles. There were so many upcoming goldfish actresses who wanted the part. I was so pleased when I got the call.
Oh, jeez.
What an honor. Yeah. And it says, what are you doing to prep for Fish Bowl? The answer is, I've been watching my water intake to ensure I don't get dehydrated.
Uh-huh.
And making multiple laps around the bowl to keep the endurance up. So... there you go. It says, what do you plan to wear for the red carpet? And the answer is, I'm really excited to wear a new designer called Au Naturel.
Wow.
Because you don't put stuff on a fish.
No.
But so anyway, it says, any tips you can give us on getting ready and staying relaxed? The answer is, I always get my beauty sleep and make sure I have the best hair and makeup team at my side. So there you go. Fish Bowl.
Okay.
And what is it? That's what it is.
Just watching a fish in a bowl.
3 hours of a camera tuned on a fish. And you know what? That's all it is. I've never understood fish as pets anyway. That's my own personal opinion. Everybody has their preferences. I guess it's, you know, you don't have to clean up after them quite so much. It's not as often as you do a dog or a cat.
Right.
You do have to clean up after them.
Yeah.
Not as often, but... but I guess I've never understood the allure of that as a pet. You know, to me, a pet is something you can pet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that you can grow a bond with. I just don't know how you grow a bond with a fish, necessarily.
Yeah. Maybe it's just for the calming effect.
I suppose.
I don't know.
It sets on the table, and you look at it. So what are they doing on TV? Setting it on a table, putting a camera on it, so you can look at it.
Oh, but they put football stuff in there, and
it looks like
the pebbles look like a football field.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. So you got Fish Bowl, Kitten Bowl, and then the original Puppy Bowl. And I don't know, there might be a football
and
game on that day too. I'm not sure. I don't keep up on that kind of stuff. But yeah, so there you go. There's your Sunday viewing all plotted out for you this weekend.
All different types of bowls.
Yeah, I hope you have a good time with all that stuff. I'm really more interested in that big bowl that carries all the good food.
The food, yes.
That's the bowl
that's
I'm most interested in.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just the way we roll.
Yeah, same here.
So make sure you get your, make sure you have room to record all of those things so you don't miss a minute.
No, you
don't
want to
miss
that.
Any of that.
No.
Whew, all right. Well, that's TV stuff. What other kind of stuff do you have?
Well, going on around the town, let's see here, over in Exira, the Super Shopping Bowl, that's on February 2nd from 11 to 3 at the Exira Rec Center. They'll have food and desserts, vendors, and door prizes. Over in Casey, the Casey United Methodist Sunday School's their annual Super Sub Sale, that's on February 2nd. You can enjoy a sub sandwich with chips, pickle spear, and dessert, just $3. And then it's $2.50 each for six or more meals. You just pick them up at the church between 11:30 and 1, or they can also deliver in Adair, Casey, and Menlo. You just need to call the church to place your order. Their number is 641-746-2210, and all proceeds from that go to the Kids to Camp Fund. That's the Casey United Methodist Sunday School's annual Super Sub Sale, February 2nd, and that is you can pick them up from 11:30 to 1, or they can also deliver in Adair, Casey, and Menlo. A Red Cross blood drive is coming up in Irwin. It's on February 3rd from 11 to 5, and that will be held at the community building. The Audubon County Chapter of Thrivent Financial presents a free educational workshop, What Will You Do With Your Property and Assets, on February 3rd. It will be held at the Old Park Hotel in Audubon, and it's from 11 to 12:15. And there's also another one from 1 to 2:15. And in between there, they have complimentary lunch from 12:15 to 1. The guest speaker is Ron Lutz, and you can contact Matt Heller to sign up at 712-563-2586. It's the Audubon County Chapter of Thrivent Financial's free educational workshop, What Will You Do With Your Property Assets, on February 3rd at the Old Park Hotel in Audubon. Again, those workshops are from 11 to 12:15 and from 1 to 2:15 with complimentary lunch in between at 12:15 to 1. Join the Firehouse Flames from Bingo on February 3rd and every first Monday at the Memorial Building in Audubon. Doors will open at 5:30 and they'll have a light lunch available, early bird bingo at 6:30, and then regular bingo at 6:45. Again, that's the Firehouse Flames for Bingo on February 3rd, and of course, every first Monday, and that's at the Memorial Building in Audubon. Doors open at 5:30, and then early bird bingo is at 6:30 with regular bingo at 6:45. An Appleskiver Supper will be held on February 5th from 5 to 7. It's at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Again, that's the Appleskiver Supper on February 5th from 5 to 7 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. The Pizza Ranch invites the public to a community impact fundraising event. It's going to benefit the Griswold Tigers Special Olympics. That will be held on February 6th. It's from 5 to 8 at the Pizza Ranch in Atlantic. And then Pizza Ranch will donate 10% of the guest check. Again, that's the community impact fundraising event to benefit the Griswold Tigers Special Olympics. It's on February 6th from 5 to 8 at the Pizza Ranch in Atlantic. And then they'll donate 10% of the guest check. A Red Cross blood drive is coming up in Red Oak. It's on February 7th from 8 to 2, and that's at the Red Oak High School. Give Kids a Smile. It will be held on February 7th from 8 a.m. to noon at Midwest Dental in Atlantic. The staff at Midwest Dental will provide free dental care to underprivileged children on February 7th as part of the annual Give Kids a Smile Day sponsored by the American Dental Association. Midwest Dental in Atlantic is working with local public health agencies, area schools, Head Start programs, nonprofit agencies, and youth and community organizations to identify children in need. Children in need, low income, medical assistance are welcome, and to receive care, parents are asked to call 243-1833 to make an appointment. You do have to make the appointment in order to receive care. Again, that's the Give Kids a Smile. It's on February 7th from 8 a.m. to noon at Midwest Dental in Atlantic. Elkhorn Kimbleton Optimist Soup Supper. That's on February 8th. It's from 5 to 7 at the Elkhorn Fire Stations for a free will offering. And proceeds from that will go to the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton Scholarships, and they'll also have a 50-50 raffle. It's the Elkhorn Kimbleton Optimist Soup Supper on February 8th. It's from 5 to 7 at the Elkhorn Fire Station. Again, that's for a free will offering, and then they'll also have a 50-50 raffle. AHST Child Fair is for children birth to age 5. It's in the AHST Community School District from February 10th through 14th. Screening activities will be held at the AHST Elementary School March 13th and 14th. The Ages and Stages questionnaire will be sent home for parents to complete prior and return prior to the child fair. The children will have their vision, hearing, and pre-academic skills screened, and the screenings take about half an hour. This screening will serve as a tool for placement into the preschool programs available at the AHST Elementary. They ask that you call 712-343-6364 or stop into the elementary office to register. Again, that's the AHST Child Fair for children birth to age 5 in the AHST Community School District from February 10th through 14th. A Red Cross blood drive's coming up in Oneida on February 11th. It's from noon to 6 at the community center. Again, that's a Red Cross blood drive in Oneida, February 11th from noon to 6, and that will be held at the community center. Over in Harlan, they're having their Red Cross blood drive on February 13th. Theirs is from 7:30 to 1:30 at the Harlan High School. Coming up on Valentine's Day, we have a couple things going on. The Sweetheart Valentine's Dance will be held on February 14th at the Red Coach Inn in Red Oak. It's hosted by the Southwest Iowa Trailblazers Saddle Club. They'll have dancing from 8 p.m. to midnight, just $5 per person. And then they'll have music provided by Tammy's Jammies. That's a Sweetheart Valentine's Dance, February 14th at the Red Coach Inn in Red Oak. And it's just $5 to get in, and dancing's from 8 p.m. to midnight. The Oneida Town and Country Club's 4th Annual Valentine's Social is coming up on February 14th from 5:30 to 7. It's at the Oneida Community Building. You'll be able to enjoy some appetizers, beverages, and good conversation. And then Oneida's Sweetheart King and Queen will be crowned at 6:30. It's the Oneida Town and Country Club's 4th Annual Valentine's Social, February 14th from 5:30 to 7. And that's at the Oneida Community Building. A Valentine's Day dinner benefit for Jeff Reisberg will be held on February 14th from 5 to 8 at St. Patrick's Parish Hall in Audubon. Jeff is the former maintenance director of the Friendship Home and is currently undergoing treatments for brain cancer. You'll be able to enjoy an elegant dinner, fundraiser, and silent auction. The dinner is a three-course meal in a romantic setting. It's $20 or $25 at the door. Come and go dining, cash bar, photo booth, and silent auction baskets. And this is sponsored by the Friendship Home employees and then funds supplemented by Thrivent Financial. Again, that's the Valentine's Day dinner benefit for Jeff Reisberg on February 14th from 5 to 8 at St. Patrick's Parish Hall in Audubon. The Lion Club Toy Show is coming up February 22nd from 9 a.m. to 3 at the Agri Hall in Audubon. Admission is $3 for adults, and if you're 8 and under, you're free. There are door prizes and lunch available. For more information, you can contact Laverne Deist at 712-563-2026. Again, that's the Lion Club Toy Show, February 22nd from 9 to 3 at the Agri Hall in Audubon. St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon's Pancake Breakfast is on February 23rd. It's from 11 to 1. And that's at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon, and it's for a free will donation. Everyone's welcome to attend. Again, that's St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon's Pancake Breakfast, February 23rd from 11 to 1 at the church in Audubon.
Excellent. I just have a couple of other things to add to that as well. The Irwin Bloodmobile, Red Cross Bloodmobile in the community of Irwin, will be held this Monday, February 3rd from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Irwin Community Center. And you can call Angie Keim if you'd like to make your appointments, 712-579-9561, and make sure you get yourself signed up. You can always stop in, too. They take walk-ins. That's Monday, February 3rd at the Irwin Community Center, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Another nice note here, too, the Adair County Cattlemen's Association is having its annual banquet next weekend on Saturday, February 8th. It'll be a 5:30 social time, and 6 o'clock they'll have their beef brisket dinner. That'll be held at the Adair County Fairgrounds 4-H building in Greenfield. Now, tickets are $20 at the door, and there'll be a trophy auction, and the 2014 Scholarship and Friends of Cattlemen Awards will follow. And if you'd like more information, you can call 515-321-6870, or you can call 641-745-9349. Oh, and did I forget? They have featured entertainment there, too.
Who's that?
The man with a big mustache, Baxter Black.
I was kind of thinking Tom Selleck there for a second.
No, different direction there. Baxter Black, he's the cowboy poet. He used to be a large animal veterinarian. He's an entertainer. He's got great stories.
Yeah.
So if you enjoy Baxter Black, you will enjoy the evening. So make sure you make plans to be there for that night as well. They should have some good times there. We need to take a short break. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, it's birthday time. I don't have any anniversaries sitting here in front of me, but I see you've got some birthdays.
I do. Let's see here. We'd like to wish Donald Williams a happy 98th birthday on February 1st. Their family is having a card shower for him. We'd like to send him a card to wish him a happy birthday. You can send that to 3191 Juniper Avenue in Casey, 50048. So happy birthday to Donald Williams, celebrating his 98th birthday on February 1st. And you can send him a card, wish him a happy birthday, and you can send those to 3191 Juniper Avenue in Casey, Iowa, 50048. Viola Brown's 90th birthday is on February 4th, and her family is also requesting a card shower in her honor. You can send her a card to 2305 8th Street in Harlan, 51537. She has 10 grandchildren and 17 great-grandchildren. So happy 90th birthday to Viola Brown, celebrating her birthday on February 4th, and you can send her a card to 2305 8th Street in Harlan, 51537. Over at the Friendship Home in Audubon, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Norma Peterson, celebrating her birthday on February 5th, and also to Dolores Feltner, celebrating her birthday on February 7th.
Excellent. No babies?
No babies.
No babies.
No babies.
All right. I saw this story this last week that caught my eye. It was on the FoxNews.com website, and I thought I might share this with you. Lauren Grush wrote the story. It was published earlier this week on their website, but it talks... Well, I'll just read you the story in balance, because it's easier to read it than to try to explain it to you. But it's really neat. You know, it's just about the time you think everybody in this world takes shortcuts, and nobody seems to, you know, go the extra mile or do something that is really special for someone else. Then you see stories like this, and it changes your whole outlook. It says, ever since his daughter Emma started kindergarten, Garth Callahan has been making her a lunch to take to school every day. Now, that alone, I don't remember hardly or maybe never eating hot lunch at school. My mom always made us a lunch to take with us. But, who does that anymore? Most people take the easy way out. Well, anyway, it says Callahan, he's from Richmond, Virginia, and he told FoxNews.com, he says, I went to lunch with her one day at school, and I actually chose to buy lunch with her, and I thought, you know, this isn't really delicious. So he decided as a family that they were going to limit the time that she bought lunch and make her lunch as often as possible. So it says when Callahan first started putting together his daughter's lunches, he wanted to do a little something extra for her. So each day, he would write a special note on a napkin and leave it in her lunch sack. Well, it said initially the notes started off as sketches or easy phrases that she could understand because she was just a youngster. Mm-hmm. But as she grew older, the messages slowly evolved into thoughtful quotes or maybe words of inspiration. He says, the notes took on more sophistication. I wanted her to be more supported. I really wanted her to have a strong sense of self. So he said, I started to search out quotes and different things that were positive. He said, I was actually spending more time putting together her napkin than I was putting together her lunch. But it says the napkin note tradition continued as Emma grew up. And as a 13-year-old about to start high school, she still gets the notes in her lunch. But recently, the notes have taken on an entirely new meaning. In the fall of 2011, Callahan was diagnosed with kidney cancer, and he had to undergo intensive treatment and a painful surgery. And he said, my first cancer, my tumor was very large and the surgery was very long. He says, unbeknownst to me, my wife and my daughter, they were conspiring against me not to share how impacted that Emma was. I thought she was taking it well, but she was really afraid and very scared. He says, and I didn't know that. He said, one day after his surgery, he noticed Emma ripping up one of his napkins. And at first that he thought maybe that he'd done something wrong, or maybe he'd written a poor note. But the reason turned out to be something else entirely. Emma was ripping off the quote so that she could save it in a composition book. And since then, she's been saving as many of her father's notes as she can. Callahan said, she later said that she was trying to save a piece of me.
Oh.
Well, after battling cancer three separate times over the past few years, Callahan now is officially in recovery, and doctors have told him that there's currently no cancer in his body. However, his initial prognosis was only a 10% five-year survival rate.
Jeez.
A 10% chance he would survive for 5 years. Well, not wanting to leave Emma without her daily source of inspiration, Callahan started working overtime, writing a stockpile of 826 napkin notes.
Jeez.
He hoped that the notes would last Emma throughout the rest of high school. He said, my five-year cancer anniversary would have been around the same time she started college. So he said he sat down and counted up how many school days that she'd have lunch, and it turned out that's 826. He said, so I immediately sat down and figured out how to write 826 napkin notes without repeats and have those all set aside in the event that he couldn't fulfill his promise. So it says, while Callahan is confident that he will be around for Emma's graduation day, he said he still wanted to be a responsible parent in case anything ever happened to him. He said, the sense of mortality is not unfounded. He said, I truly believe that I'm not going to die from cancer in the next 5 years, but there's still all sorts of things that can happen and are unplanned for, he said, so he decided to take action just in case. He said, that way my wife and daughter have these to read and can understand my outlooks on life in the event I'm not around to do it.
Wow.
Pretty neat story,
huh? Yeah, that is really good.
And it says here as a postscript to the story, it says that Callahan posted many of his notes on his Facebook page and on a website, Napkin Notes Dad. Squeeze it all together as one word, napkinnotesdad.com. And he said many parents have also reached out to him for advice on how to better connect with their children.
That's a really good idea.
Not the worst thing in the world to try to do, huh? 826 notes on napkins.
On napkins. That's not the easiest thing to write on a napkin either.
That's like writing a novel.
Yeah.
I mean, to try to sit down and come up with that many individual, relatively original thoughts, or, you know, even if you're just taking other people's words as quotes and things to put on there, but to sit down and research and do all that.
Right.
And knowing full well the reason you're doing it is because you're afraid you might not be around to do it at the time. That's a dad.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, that's a dad right there. So, yeah, all the bad stories we hear about, you know, in the world these days about how kids are failed by parents who didn't care and, you know, don't pay attention to them, blah, 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 blah. All it takes is one story like that to restore your faith in the ability of people to be able to take care of the business that's important in life.
Yeah.
So congratulations to him. Good for him.
Yes.
Hope he has a continued recovery. They're in Richmond, Virginia again. So, yeah, neat story. I thought I wanted to share that with you here this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all the time we have for you here this weekend. So we hope you have a good rest of the weekend. Hope the food's great.
I'm sure it will be. Yeah. I'll make it good.
The actual football games usually aren't.
Well, you know how much weight I gain after...
Well, we've been talking around the office. How many times have we said this?
Mm-hmm.
The way you make that game better is do it on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Instead of Sunday night. Everybody complains because it's so late and I got to go to work the next day and stuff. If they just move it to Saturday night.
Yeah.
I think that would be such a better deal.
But it'd be a lot better.
You know what? They don't listen to us.
You know, why would they do that?
We're just the consumer.
I know.
You know?
We only pay for everything.
We're inconsequential.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, thanks for joining us here on our program this weekend. We always appreciate your time spent with us. This is Jim Thiel.
And Stacey Linford.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.